All right. Today is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We're on Kuf Lamed Zayin. Amud Bey is on the bottom. Okay. Amalei Abaye. Right? No, Yabayilu. Chavim Omerim. Right? The Chavim said, the Chavim said in the Mishnah, Ain't Tolnus HaMishmeres Yontif. What? Two dots on the bottom. The Chavim said that, the Chavim said in the Mishnah, you can't put this Mishmeres, which is this type of covering, or sieve type covering, on the bottle on Yontif, and Kol Shekein on Shabbos. Right, so the Gemara is now going to try to ask whether this is Daraisa or Rabbanan. Yibayilu, they asked the following question. Tala, so let's say you did. Let's say you did put this cover on the bottle in order to strain it. Mai, what's the din? Is it an Issa Daraisa and Yechayiv Echatos, or it's an Issa Darabbanan and Yepater? Amar Rav Yosef, Tala, if you did it, Peshogi Yechayiv Echatos, Yechayiv Echatos, so it's an Issa Midaraisa. So, Hamalei Abaye, Elam Yatif, that's true. And that's really true, that putting this thing is on is Chayiv Midaraisa. He says, so if elamayata talakuza besichta, so if you would hang some sort of like mug or a jug from a peg, hachinami to mechayev, it's a rhetorical question. Would you still be chayev? In other words, why should you be chayev for this type of structure? What did you do? So you put this thing on. At worst, according to an olri, how's that doing? How's that a malacha d'oraisa? So if I hang a mug or a jug on top of something, so it looks like I'm building something, maybe it's an OL something, but it's not the Raisa. How can it be Chayiv? How can it be Chayiv the Raisa? So Abai says, Mid Rabbanon. You know, the issue here is Din Rabbanon. Shlo yase kederach shu ose b'chol. Translation means, so you don't do it in a way that you do it on the chol. So Rashi explains that this means that it's uvdu the chol. That by putting the strainer on the bottle, it's an uvdu the chol. Rashi says, ka'ashle kachavim demas nisin. El amar abayi mi derabanan ka'ashle kachavim demas nisin. Delo shakin le mitla le me'evit uvdu the chol. They don't want you to put on the strainer because it resembles an uvdu the chol. And an uvdu the chol is not necessarily that itself is a malacha, but it leads to potential malacha. So Rashi says to be clearly that this is talking about a case of uvdu the chol. The Ramban, all the Rishonim, they argue with Rashi that, yes, the lashon of the Gemara makes it sound like uvdu the chol. But the kashan and the whole flow of the sugya was a bonus sugya. It was an ol sugya. Well, ol is a total of bonus, but it was an ol sugya. And we're talking about whether it's an ol harai or not. So they say that what it means here by look yasek derech goes to bechol, even though the lashon doesn't work so much out, he says that it's only a dindra banan because putting this thing on is an ol harai. So it's only a dindra banan. It's make a permanent tent like structure. What permanent is basically subject to debate. Mr. Brewer, I think, says about 8 days to stay up for 8 days, which is interesting about building a sukkah on Yontif. If it falls down, as a heter to have a guy put it up for you. So how do you do that if it's a whatever? So he's the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran. They all say that we're talking about it here. It, even though it says derech osa b'chol, it's still the flow of the sukkah means that it's a derabanan because it is an olri. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring three halachas from Abaye. Mankit Abaye Chumri Masnisa. Abaye gathered, right? Mankate. He was gathered the klalim or dinim that he found in different brisos. Vitani, and then he learned them together, right? These things are putter aval aser. And first, there's the things that you do your putter aval aser. Okay, so number one is Hagud, v'hamishmeres, v'hakila, right? V'kise galin, lo yasev, v'maser putter aval aser. If you did all these three things on Shabbos, it's putter. But aser meaning it's an aser derabbanan. So what are the cases? The case number one is the good. The good is some sort of leather bag. I'm not exactly sure how they did. They had some sort of leather bag that when they would travel, they would keep the wine in. And then when they got to a spot, they wanted to cool the wine. So somehow they would put, what? Right, but then they would put them sort of on pegs and hang it. And there were some sort of holes on the bottom the wind would blow in to cool it. So it seems, is that right? That's what Rashi seems to say. Well, it's a wine cooler, right? Who or shall behema tafor pi rachim ma'od v'yishlo shnitzim. The over a drachim imalim also yayin al chalav b'makam shetokim, right, b'makam shetokim sham oleyem lalun v'shotkin also upiv matuch agav yatei yisedos. It's on pegs. V'aruch overas mitachtav mitztanen shlo yikakil al yayin. V'avidom ele oel achar shenim tach. When you put it in, it looks like some sort of oel. Like an oel arai. They say you're not allowed to do that. Midarabban, you can't do that. The Hamishmeres, okay, so we talked about that was the wine strainer that you put over the bottle. The Haki and the Kila. The Kila is some sort of canopy. Right? It's a canopy. It's like you put the it's a canopy in the bed. There's four poles in the bed. You spread the canopy over it. Can't do that either. Then again we only did OL. The Kise Galin. Right? This is the chair that they use in a place called Galin. So what the way it worked is it was made with pegs, and you had to take it apart and put it back together. So it looks like bone, I guess. When it came in pieces. So that was lo yase. You don't do it on Shabbos. You must have potter. If you did it, you potter of a loss. I mean, it's also the right one on it. Now he says though ohale keva. If you make an ohal kavua, right, then lo yase. You can't do it on Shabbos. Vimasa chayiv chatas. But if you did that, then you will be chayiv a chatas. Right? Rashi says.
We can't make a temporary one, we can't make a permanent one.
No, the Issa d'Oraisa is a permanent one. That's a chatas, and the Issa d'Rabbanan is a temporary one. The Gemara then says things that are now mutter to do on Shabbos. Aval mita, right, but some sort of bed, the kisei traskal, the asla, mutter tosam lichatchila. You can put those together, you can set those up lichatchila. So what is the mita? What is the bed? It seems like some sort of Murphy bed. They had some sort of bed that would come down to the wall and you put it back in. Rashi says, "Aval mita shelanu hamichuberes vaomedes." The imhais has a kufa omuta al tzida. If it's on the side, mutal in tosa liyashval raglea. You can put it on its legs. Yeah, I forgot the hashta avid ohel shari. Even though now by pulling it down, you're going to make some sort of ohel underneath it. It's mutter. Delo midi avid el lisuva ba'alma. You're not doing anything. You're just having it to sit down. I think it's some sort of bed that goes up and down. I'm not exactly sure how it was set up. Right, he says that the article says the mita refers to a simple bed that was often stood up on end or on its side when not in use. All right, a kisei traxal is a chair with a leather seat that's folded up and placed out of the way when not used, basically folding chairs. Those are allowed to build. It's not considered bone there by doing a folding chair. So it's meant to open and close. It's not considered not considered making an OL underneath. And an aslia is some sort of it's similar to a chair, but it's constructed with a hole in the middle. Figure out what that's for. So that's and they used to cover up with a leather covering. But basically, it's a toilet. And they have these toilets so you can, yeah. So you're allowed to make those on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah said, right? The Chachamim said, "Ain nos them. You can't put the shemarim. You can't put it on right on Shabbos." The Gemara says, "What iser is that? What's the problem?" So Ibai Luhu, they asked the question, right? Now they said you could do it on Yontif because you had a problem all awry, but you can't do it on Shabbos at all. It's Usr, not Pater of Al Usr. It's Usr on Shabbos. So why is it Usr? Ibai Luhu, Shimer. Well, let's figure out. Shimer, my Amar Kana Shimer Chayiv Chatas. If you did it on Shabbos, if you strained it on Shabbos, you Chayiv Chatas. So Maskiv Li Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, wait a second. Mi Kid Midi the Rabbanan Chayiv Chatas for Belezer Shar Lechachila. It's too extreme of a machlokas. What do we have now? We have the Chachamim saying that if you do this in Shabbos, you chayav chatas. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says it's totally mutter. How can that be? How do you have such diverse opinions? One says chayav chatas, one says it's mutter lechatchila. So Gemara says, wait a second, what's the big deal? Why not? We have other cases like that. Maskelah Rav Yosef, alamalo, why not? Hare ir shalzah. We came across this earlier in the Mesechta, I think that's on test. You know, by the one of the chutzah sugyas, the ir shalzah, which is some sort of brooch shaped like Yerushalayim that some women used to wear. The Rav Meir mechayiv chatas. If you walked out with it on Shabbos, again not without an erev, Rav Meir says you chayiv chatas. Rabbi Lezer shari lechatchila. Rabbi Lezer says it's mutter lechatchila. So you have one guy saying you have a chayiv chatas, and one person saying it's mutter lechatchila. So you do see you have such extreme machlokos. So what's the problem here of having an extreme machlokos? So Gemara says mahi. What's the machlokos over there? The Sanya, we learn in the Brisa, lo seitze isha be'ir shalzav, the woman shouldn't go out from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, wearing an ir shalzav, v'im yatza, and she went out to Shogig wearing it, chayiv chatas, because we say it's not, we consider it a masa, right? It's not considered a tachshit, it's considered a masa, and you're not allowed to go from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim with that masa. Divi Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir, v'chachavir omrim lo teitze. The Chachamim say, don't go out, v'im yatza p'tura. They say it's pater of Al-Asr, so this is the Rabbanim. And then comes Rabbi Lezer, Omer, yotze isha. The ear shall zav lichachila. A woman can go out lichachila. So you see, there's a machlokas from one extreme to the other extreme between Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. So why are you bothered by having the machlokas here by putting on the strainer? You have the same idea over there by the ear shall zav. So Amalei Abaye, I'm not sure I understand this answer. Amalei Abaye, mi savrat Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Meir kai, damr chayev eschatas, ad Rabbanan kai, da amri pasla val aser, va amalehu iyu mutl lichachila. Who says Rabbi Eliezer is arguing with Rav Meir? Rabbi Lezer is only arguing on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's Patra Aval Asr, meaning it's Mutter Midur Araisa, but Asr Midur Rabbanan. Chachamim Rabbi Lezer says, no, it's only Asr, it's not even Asr Midur Rabbanan. But he's not arguing on Rav Meir, who says it's Asa Doraisa. So since he's... But so what? We say you can't have a machlokas one extreme to the other extreme. So right, so if you look at Rav Eliezer in relationship to the Chachamim, it's not so extreme a machlokas. But if you look at him in relation to Rav Meir, it's the same extreme machlokas. Just because there's a middle shita now means that there's not an extreme machlokas? How does that work? I don't understand how that answers the question. You can't have an extreme machlokas. Here we don't have an extreme machlokas. You just happen to have a middle shita in between. So, I don't know. Right, the X Games just ended.
That's what
right. See, but what's the svara behind that? If you have another middle shita, then you don't have to have that extreme machlokas from one end to the other? I mean, that seems to be the case. That seems to be the case. So I don't know. So leave it out. The Chachamim still say it's a chayav chata. So the Gemara asks, right, according to the Chachamim, that say the usher, it's usher to put these mishmeres on Shabbos, and Rav Kahana says that you chayav chatas. So what's the av malacha? So mishumai masrinan bay, right? You have to give the proper hasra. So what's the hasra that you're going to give? Right? I guess apparently you can't say you're violating a malacha. You have to say which malacha. So Rabba Amar mishum borer, you chayav because borer. He's separating the ochel from here he's separating the ochel from the psola. So how's that really work? So I'm working out. The problem with borer is you're taking the bad from the good. Here what you're doing is you're sifting. And you're taking the wine and the bad is staying in the sifter and the wine is coming out. So you're taking the ochel from the psola. So isn't that really not a door? What? Wait. So is it borer? He says it's borer, and Reb Zera Amar Mishum Merakid. He says it's sifting. Okay, fine. But how do you say it's borer? Right? Tosos points it out. Tosos says Lo tikshi ahi deshili klal gadol kamosha peirasham. Don't ask the question. Same question they asked in klal gadol. What's the question that they're asking over there? They're asking over there is that one of the definitions of iser borer is taking the bad from the good. Solus min ochel. One of the heterim is ochel mitok solus. So what are you doing over here? You're taking the ochel from the psolus. You're leaving over the psolus. So the Tosfos answered over there. Right. The basic question is mashma here that netilas ochel mitok psolus is borer, and the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara answered over there that if there's so much more psolus, then taking the ochel from the psolus also becomes an iser of borer. You have to say something here because over here you're taking the good from the bad. All right. So he says mishum borer. One says mishum merakit. So Amar Rabba. Rabba who said that it's aser mishum borer. Says kivasi di di mistabra, like my shita makes more sense. That's borer. Mar darkon shel borer. When it comes to borer, notel ochel umeiniach psolus. You take the ochel and you leave the psolus. Av hachanami notel the ochel. You take the ochel umeiniach psolus and you leave the psolus. Oh, that's not the definition of borer. I don't understand that raya. Good from the bad is what you're allowed to do.
Right, yeah.
So that's what he's doing here. So why is he chayev? An apparent difficulty. The Gemara here seems to state that the forbidden form of selecting is performed by taking edible food and leaving over the undesired matter. Rishonim ask, however, note 21, that the Gemara above clearly states that the prohibited act of selecting is primarily called removing the inedible from the edible, not vice versa. Right, that's the problem over here. He says over here that our Gemara speaks of a case where there is a large quantity of dregs that only contain a small amount of wine. Thus, it's normal to select by removing the desirable from the. That becomes the focus of the malacha. Oh, it's difficult, right?
If it reaches a certain proportion, the rule
changes. Yeah,
how do you figure that?
I don't know.
As he did it,
I just said the proportion changed, the rules changed.
That's what the Rishonim point out.
That might be possible, but as once you start it, you've already done it. You may hit that proportion later on.
Right. What if I hit that proportion in the middle of drawing the next glass of or bottle of wine?
Right. So at what point in time do I switch over from being not borer to borer? I don't know.
It's too late as soon as you pour.
As
you start pouring, it's no good.
It's not the definition of borer. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Kivasi didi mistabra. I make more sense that it is merake, it's sifting. Ma darker shel merake. When it comes to merake, solus mumala v'ochem alamata. When you sift, the psola stays on top and the good stuff comes out to the bottom. You use a sieve or a sifter. I guess in those instances, you were supposed to sift to get rid of the pebbles or the things that were in there. So you leave that in the strainer and everything else comes out. What happens over here is the dregs stay on top and the wine comes through on the bottom. Important Rashi points out He says, I think that's the question I was bothering you, Mati. He's like, it's clearly Merakid here.
Yeah.
So he's, Rashi says, Ulu Rabba, it should be Rabba, who are dinami, di yasra, which is Merakid, have a yasra. Rabba says, it's also Merakid, but it's also Borer. Because it's both. Rabbi Zeir is saying, no, it's Merakid. Because if you give Hasra, and Borer, it would be good enough, it would still be Chayef. That's the question. That was how it came up over here. You had to give him the right Hasra. So Rabbi says, it's Meraki. You're right, Rabbi Zeir, it's Meraki, but it's also Borer. Rabbi Zeir says, no, it's only Meraki. That's how Rashi reads it. The Ran argues. He says, no, that's not Pashas of the Lashon. One says Borer, one says Meraki. But Rashi seems to be addressing your issue, Mati. He says, well, Rabbi, who are the Nami, the Asubi Mishim Meraki, Havi Hasra. Avali Rabbi Zeir, I Asubi Mishim Borer, Lap Hasrahi. The Lo Dami Le Borer, it's not similar to Borer. So Ocha Lamata, because the Ocha comes out. Bapsolus ma'ala, ma'lamala, ma'asha ain't came beborer, kitnius, psolus lamatim. When you separate kitnius, the psolus comes out from the bottom. He says it's not considered a derech borer, but according to Rabba, who says it is borer, it's also meraki.
I can understand that.
Okay. Now we're going back to the halachas of Oel Arai. Okay, a temporary structure, right? Oel is, I believe, a tolda, a bone. So it's not basically what OL is you're not building something, but what you're doing is you're putting up some sort of separation. You're putting up a separation to separate one area from another area. So it's a lot of halachic lemaisa ramifications when it comes to OL. You have awnings over your sukkah. You have putting the talus for kol na'arim. Is that OL or I using taking the strollers have those covers moving those back and forth. On Shabbos, is that making it an OLRI? Umbrellas come up with an OLRI. So those are all these things that come up from OL. So Tani, we learned, Rami Bar Yecheskel, learned in a Braisa, Talis Kefula Lo Yaseh, Vim Asa Pater Aval Aser. So Talis Kefula, what's that? Rashi says, Vishtoach Taliso Al Gabri Arba Yesedos, to put your cloak over four pegs, right? Lishin Tachteha. And you put to sleep underneath it. The rasha miskapin lekan lekan letzad ares, and then the edges would drape down over the sides lekan ulekan letzad ares vavli leksolim, and become walls lahagemin achama to have ola, because you have walls. It's a very important thing. And making walls is an issue, right? So talis kafula is an usher. It's pater aval usher because it's an ol arai. Haya karuch aleh chut umeshicha. If you have some sort of drawstring on it already, and you just pull the string and it goes up and down, then that's mutter lintoso. That becomes okay, and that may become an issue with the awnings or things like that. If you have a drawstring and you pull it automatically, then it becomes, then it's not a problem of making it an OLRI. Fine. Boy mine Rav Kahana me Rav. Rav Kahana asks the following question from Rav. Kila mahu. Can you make a canopy on Shabbos? So Amrle, Rav is very cryptic what Rav says. Amrle, Rav says back, Af mita asuro. You can't even make the bed. So then Rav Kahana asks him, mita mahu? Can you make the bed? Amrle, af kila muteres. Even making the kila is muter. So then he says, kila umita mahu. The bed and the canopy. Amrle, kila asuro, mita muteres. Okay, so first he says they're both asur. Then he says they're both muter. Then he says one's muter, one's asur. So, v'lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Okay, I trust you. Not a kasha. Hadika amar af mita asura. When he says that the mita is asura, that's talking about kiddik karmanoi. That is the karmanoi mita. That those are made in parts. So they used to take them apart and put them back together. So they have to assemble the beds. So that becomes a problem making the bed. But hadika amar le, and that what you said, af kila muteres, that even making an awning is muteres, that's kidirami bar yefeskel. That's what Rabbi Yefeskel said, that if you put him, if you had him with the drawstring, it's mutter. And then he says, kila suru mitu miteres, but the kila being usur and the mita being mutter, that's our kila that doesn't have the drawstring, and that's usur, that's patrval usur, and our mita that's not assembled and reassembled, you can put that back, I guess that's the bed that we talked about going up and down, that is muteres. Amar Rav Yosef says, chazina luhu likili dirav huna. I saw these kilios, I think they're canopies, in the house of Rav Huna, the Me'orso Negidu, that at night they were open, umitzafra chaviti ramya, and in the morning they were thrown on the ground, meaning they were able to take them down. So if you're allowed to take them down, you're going to put them up. And so, flip side or the other. So since you're allowed to take them down, you're allowed to put them up as well. So they must be talking about the cases that had some sort of drawstring. And they pulled them up, and then in the morning they let the sun in on Shabbos. In the morning they pulled them down. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Rav says the name of Rav Chia. Vilo, a curtain, some sort of curtain. Mutter lin toso, you're allowed to put it up on Shabbos. Umutter lefarko, you're allowed to take them down. You're allowed to take them down on Shabbos. Who? I'm a Rav Mishum Rechia. Vilo mutol in toso. You're allowed to put it down on this, and you're allowed to put it up, and mutol the forko. You're allowed to take it down. Okay, so that's a vilo. It's a curtain. Very important. That's a curtain. Why? Because there's no roof. You're not doing any roofs on it. You're just making a separation. It's an important halacha. And Shulchan Aruch talks about making oel in Siman Shin Tes Vav. There's Asur Lasos Oel v'Shabbos v'Yontav Afilu Orai. You're not allowed to make an oel on Shabbos or Yontav, even if it's only temporary. V'dafket Gag has to specifically have a roof. We'll get to that also soon. Ava Mechitzos Mutter. But you're allowed to put up a Mechitza. Just a set Mechitza. V'ein Mechitza Asura. But what type of Mechitza is Asur? Eli Imkein Nasis Lahatir Sukkah Lahatir Tiltel. If you're putting up some sort of Mechitza that has a halachic effect, to put up a wall of a Sukkah, or to put up a That's a different story, yeah. But here we're talking about a wall, not just a roof. That was the roof, right? Aval mechitza, and Rav Ramah says mechitza hanasis tznius for alma shari. But the mechitza just to do for tznius, that is mutter. So it brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, what's the tznius for alma? If you go lahafsik ben anashim lenashim kishomim hadrasha. You put up mechitza to separate between the men and the women when everyone comes to the drasha. So when they had scholars and residents, they didn't have a man's share and a woman's share. Everyone came to one drasha. Right, and they just put up a mechitza. Yeah. But isn't that making the halachic separation? Isn't that chayiv? So he says, it brings down the Dirshu notes, that the Orcho Shabbos says that it's not considered a mechitza hamateris, because to separate men and women, you don't need a mechitza that has the halachas of mechitza that's so big. You can have any mechitza that has, like, givul tvachim or something. Anything that just separates is enough to make the separation. So to make an actual wall, that has a definition of a wall, right? You can do anything, move on a separate side of the room. So to make that mechitza doesn't necessarily have halachic impact, as opposed to making a mechitza of a sukkah or a mechitza for an eruv, that has a halachic impact. Okay? Next. The Amar Shmuel Mishnah Rabbi Chia. Shmuel said, in the name of Rabbi Chia, Kilas Chasanim, okay, the canopy beds of the Chasanim, Mutter Lintosa, you're allowed to put on top of it the curtain, and Mutter Leporka, and you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos. I think the point over here, these canopies, they not have four pegs or anything like that. These are canopies that only had one thing in the middle. So it came to a point on top, and they slope down onto the side. I believe the article has a picture. Right, he says, normal bed canopies are spread over a frame connected to the four bedposts, forming a full-fledged roof above a bed. A bridal bed, however, has only two vertical poles, one attached to the middle of each end of the bed, and a third pole that extends across the top of the two vertical poles. Okay, so
it's considered a tent today.
Yeah, basically. A triangle canopy is formed by draping a curtain over this assembly. Rav Chia permits assembly such canopy. Now there can be a bunch of provisos. Three provisos. Proviso number one. Amar Rav Sheshes Breider of Edi, lo amaron el she'ein begaga tefach. The point where it reaches on top can't be wide as a tefach. Right, aval yesh begaga tefach asura. But if it is a tefach wide, then it is asur. Another qualification: v'chi ein begaga tefach nami. Even if the roof is not tefach wide, lo amar and el she'ein bepachos mishlosha somach begaga tefach. The ruling that allows you to make this canopy was not said except where the slope of the canopy is steep, that the width does not amount to a tefach within basically three tefachim of the apex. I mean, take it three tefachim to the top, there can't be a tefach wide. Up there, it's got to be really, really narrow. This is a really narrow bed. You can get to the point. It's a really narrow bed. That's aval yesh bepachos yesh bepachos mishlosha samach lagaga tefach aser. But if at that point there is a tefach wide, it's still aser. I guess again, it's ol arai. I guess below amaron ella she'ein shipua tefach. And even if the width of the canopy is not amount to a tefach, it's still only mutter, except if there is not a tefach beneath the slope. Okay, the horizontal distance between the foot of the slope and the top of the slope on either side is less than a tefach. It's really, really narrow, right? But about yesh b'tipuach tefach Shipuei olim ka olim damu. So this OL is like is a regular OL, right? The sloping sides themselves are regarded as canopies, and that's what it is. Another one. Velo amaron elo de lo niches mipurya tefach. Aval niches mipurya tefach aser. And even if there's even if it's so narrow, it's not mutter, except where the bottom ends of the canopy do not extend a tefach below the bed. Can't go below the bed. Aval nachis mipurya de tefach aser. But if the ends of the canopy extend below the actual bed, a tefach, then it's aser. So that comes into the issues of a tablecloth or a bed or making a bed where you have the edges that extend beyond the tefach over the edges. So can you make a bed on Shabbos? My kids will say no, but that's because same thing during the week. But right. Right, so I don't think that, I don't know. It's all temporary, but that's the problem, it's an all right. So you gotta do these things on so I don't know. But I don't think the tablecloth is an issue. I heard that because you don't care about, you're not caring about what's underneath when it comes to the tablecloth. But I heard that it is an issue. Let's say you're stuffing things under the bed. Guests are coming. So you stuff things under the bed and then you pull the blanket to hide the things under the bed. That may be an issue because then you're using the stuff on the bottom. The tablecloth, it's extra long, so right? And so it hangs over the sides, but you're not there to protect anything underneath. But I don't know about making those tents on Shabbos. I don't know. It sounds like they're just playing a game, but maybe something's lesser. I don't know. The Amar of Sheshes Braid Rav Edi, Hai Siyana Shari. So this type of felt hat, it's mutter to be worn on Shabbos. Now we get into hats on Shabbos. It's mutter to wear this felt hat on Shabbos. Va'itmar siyana aser. But don't we have a brisa that says that wearing this hat on Shabbos is aser? Problem is the brim, I guess. It's had to be too wide a brim. It says, lokasha ha de is bei tefach, ha de les bei tefach. Depends on the size of the brim. If the brim is not a tefach wide, then it's not a problem of a OL. If it's a tefach wide, then it is a problem of an OL. You're putting it on. So you're making the OL over you. You're putting it on.
Here by the bed, you're creating it.
What's the difference? You're creating the OL also.
No, you're actually putting the sides down, aren't you, by the bed?
You're hanging the canopy. Here I'm putting the hat on.
You're doing something off the bat. Here just sticking something that's ready-made.
Right.
Sticking on your head.
Right, but by putting that ready-made thing on your head, the canopy is also ready-made. You're just sticking it on the poles. By putting this ready-made hat on your head, you're creating an olari because of the size of the brim. I don't know, maybe that's a riot to have a small brim. I don't know. Right? So Elamayata, this is the second rhetorical question the Gemara is asking today. Elamayata, ribe biglima tefach. So he says, if that's the case, if you were to extend your cloak, put your talus over your head, right, something like that, beyond your head a tefach, more than a tefach over your head, you're going to be chayiv? That's also going to be chayiv? That's not true. So the head covering that just juts out from someone's head also more than a tefach shouldn't be chayiv. So el lo kasha, here's the difference between why one bride says the hat is aser, one bride says the hat was mutter. Ha de mehadok, Rav Sheish is where it says that it's mutter is where the hat is fitted tightly, right? Ha de lo mehadok, where the bride refers to a hat that's not fitted tightly. So therefore what? It's not an issue of OL now over here. We're switching over from OL, Rashi says, we're switching over from OL to a hutzah issue. If it's not fitted tightly, then you're worried it's going to blow off. And then you're going to carry Dalet Amos with a rabbin. Right, Rashi says, what is it? Ela taima lav mishum olhu. You see, it's a third of the way down. It says ela taima lav mishum olhu. Ela mishum shelo yagvienu haruach mirosho. That the wind won't blow it off of its head. But asilasuya arba amos. Hilchak mihadek biroshu shaper dami. Has to be really tight on your head. Lo mahadek. But if it's not tight on your head, then it is not. Then it is aser. Tosfos says brings a Peirush Rabbeinu Chanana that we're not the whole sugya is talking about OL. So why all of a sudden are we switching now to a Hotzah issue? So he says Peirush Rabbeinu Chanana she'eno nichpach the az nirak ein OL the lo mehidak she'u nichpach but az ein nirak ein OL. Depends about whether the softness, if it's a very very tight brim or a harsh brim, then that looks like an OL. But it's more flimsy, then it doesn't look like an OL. I guess lemaisa you have to deal with the hats to figure out how it works. I mean, it clearly does work, but what's, if you go in according to Rashi, if you wear a hat that fits you, then what's the problem? It's not going to blow off your head, I think. But if you wear that, maybe if you're wearing a hat that's too big, maybe that would be a problem.
No, most of the Mexicans wear a big
sombreros. So maybe that's an old issue.
Right.
Maybe that's an old issue. I don't know. So maybe it's a riot for the Hamburgs, right? There's no.
No, but let's say it's already suspended in air, and you walk under it. Is that a problem? It's there.
You mean suspended in air? Give me the image.
Being suspended from the ceiling. No, what? A canopy, you can go under it. You're not doing anything.
But if it's not on you, it hasn't made an O-hell.
Why? Sitting is an O-hell. It's above you. A canopy is above you.
But it was there already.
Right.
So it was made before Shabbos.
What's the problem?
Same thing with that. What are you doing with
You're putting the hat over your head. That creates the O-hell.
Well, you open up and you make.
What?
You're not opening hat there.
When you open the umbrella stand like that, that's not making the O-hell. You make the O when you put it over something. If I split it out on the floor, what O-hell did I make? I spread it down the floor. When I take the drink and I spread it over something, that's an O-hell. When I take the hat and I put it down on the table, I didn't make an O-hell. When I take the hat and I put it on my head, I've made an O-hell now. That's how it works. That's what you have to make an O-hell. You have to be under something. It has to be on top of something. The Amar Rav. I don't know. What am I saying? Look it up.
The hat thing is a problem?
Certain hats, maybe. I don't know. So look it up. Clearly not. Clearly not, because everyone does it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hat coverings are a problem, but that's not necessarily because of OL. Yeah, that may be because of Hotsah issue.
No.
Because you protect.
No, I think it's OL.
Which hat covering? Just to put the covering on, just to right, cover the hat?
The plastic ones.
The plastic
I don't think that's an OL issue.
I don't know. I thought originally.
No, I thought that's because whether it's a tachshit and you're protecting, because it's made to protect the item as opposed to protecting the person, then that's what we saw in the Gemaras in the early Prakim.
I thought somebody told me once it's OL.
I don't know. I don't know. What about those? They have now those crazy
the raincoats
that cover the
Shana coats.
What are they called? Shana coat.
I don't make it up.
Yeah, I have them.
What's it?
You just work here.
The one that makes them look like Star Trek. The Star Trek coats. Right. They cover the hats. Listen, they're all fine. They're all good. People use them, so you have to just know what the reason why they're good. Yeah. There's a tooth on it. You can eat it.
I'm an extra.
Okay. I love holiday daf. Okay, but Amar Rav Sheshes braid Rav Edi. Right? Rav Sheshes says in the name of Rav Edi. Oh, I just did that already. Sorry. Right. Elokasha hadam hadek hadelom hadek. Shalach le Rami bar Yecheskel Rav Huna. Rami bar Yecheskel, center of Huna, aim along, say to us, Easy Hanach Mila Ma'alisa, the Amart Lan Mishmei de Rav, Tarti B'Shabbos V'Chad B'Sorah. You learned three things from Rav. Two of them were by Hilchos Shabbos, one of them was by the Gabe Limud Torah. Tell us those three things that you learned. So Shachle sends back, I'll tell you. Number one was Hadasanya, the first one I told you about was good, right? It was the leather bag that we said that you again, I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but they put the wine in, and when it came to rest, it would stand it up on pegs, so the wind would blow under it and cool off the wine, that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because it's domela ol, because you're putting it on the pegs, I guess, I don't know. So it makes ol the oma, the domela ol, and that good bekisna is mutter lintoso b'Shabbos. But bekisna... Right, if it has the straps again, then you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos. I guess if you have the drawstrings and the straps, that makes it mutter on Shabbos. I don't know what the difference is. Amarav, lo shanu ela, but Rav came and said, lo shanu ela b'shnei b'nei adam. It's only if two people are setting up this nude, aval b'adam aichad aser. But if one person is setting it up, then it's aser. I'm not sure why that's the case. Two people mounting the bag will generally not spread it tightly. Thus, it's not considered even a temporary tent. But a single person, however, will tie one, as what Rashi says, will tie one end and stretch out the bag before tying the second end. This will result in a more tightly drawn bag, resembling a tent. I would say the other way around, usually. Two people, right. One would pull one end, one would pull the other
way,
and make
it
tight.
Because if you do it by yourself, every time you put it in, it would fall down.
But we have many times that if you have two people doing one isser.
Right.
Right. It's not an isser.
And
one person doing it, one back.
No, yeah, I know, but that's what...
One side down and go to the other side. They're trying to make a bed.
I know, but Rashi doesn't.
He's splitting the.
But that's what Rashi says. Rashi talks about the. Rashi says. Rashi's saying what David's saying.
It's much easier to do with two people. Sometimes if you do it with one, you gotta tuck it under. And
therefore, you're gonna pull it tighter?
And then pull,
Yeah, you're going to pull it because by definition it's tied on one side. I stick it in the mattress. I stick it in the mattress.
Uh-huh.
So pull it over to the other side.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Otherwise, every time we pull it, it keeps flipping away.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. What's that? You're walking down the shower since it's raining. You have a piece of paper. You can throw it above your head. Oh, hell no.
What is it? It has to, if it fits into the rules, it fits into the rules. Yeah, but what? But I don't think I don't know. I don't think that will fit into the rules.
Okay, it's a big one.
I don't think it will fit into the rules.
What?
What? Okay. But we got off that thing that we rejected that case. We said that with the hat, the issue was whether or not it's on your head. Well, that's according to Rashi. We said that. We said, oh, but if you put the towel over your head, more the teflon, it's going to be, oh, well. Gemara says no. Gemara says that hat. We're talking about whether it's tight on your head or not. That's what we said the difference was with the hat. Right, according to Rabbi Nachmanel, then we still have the oil issues. They talk about whether it's flimsy or not, or not flimsy. You have to ask. I don't know the halacha about that. You have to ask a shiloh about it. Are you putting the oil? Might be a problem. I don't know. Why is it different than an umbrella? What's the problem with an umbrella to begin with? It's a big problem with the big shiloh. Why is an umbrella even awesome?
People, they have the coat and put it over.
Right. So I don't think that. According to the Gemara, we just said now that it's not, because the Gemara said, oh, if you put the towel over your head more than tefla, you're chayiv. It's a rhetorical question. The Gemara said, no, you're not chayiv. So I had to figure out why the hat was an issue. But an umbrella, that those of you who has all these shoes about the umbrella, that it's usher, but why is the umbrella usher? Why is the umbrella any different than the folding chairs? Open and close. It's meant to open and close. Some say that, you know, but it's minog that we don't use the umbrella. I mean, it's clearly you don't use the umbrella. Again, all these things that are done, wearing the hat, wearing these coats, they're done. They're obviously good. If they were no good, then people would be screaming about it. So if they just understand why they're good, if they know what the reason is. Oh, well, Rambam says Mishambona. Even though it doesn't really resemble bone, if he's not putting together component parts, what he's doing is just sort of separating one area from another area. We're told of bone. Fine. But Amar Abaye says, V'chilo, when it comes to putting up this canopy, a filu basar b'nei adam asar, even putting 10 people together, it's asar. E esha shlo mimtach porta. Because it's impossible even a small portion would not be spread properly. Definitely can have a little bit of the canopy spread properly. So no matter how many people do it, it is going to be chayev. Okay, idach mahi. So what was the other halacha? What was the other ruling that he said? The sanya, because we went in a brisa, kira shenishmata achas miyachosel. So an oven, right? Remember these ovens were outside; they were on legs. So an oven which had one of its legs broken off, mutzal talta. You still had to move it on Shabbos. Still not considered muksa. But shtayim, if it lost two of its legs, then it's usher. Then it's usher to move it, right? And Rav Amar fil chad nami usher. Even if one leg fell off, it's usher. Why gzeira shemi yiska? Because we're concerned that maybe you'll put the peg back in, and that would be a problem of bone. Right? Rashi says Shema Yiska Kishimichaber la haregel Yiska ena bechozek. You're going to stick it in tightly. V'have bone. Aval hecha de lo nishmata ela achas lo chay shemita kula hay. But I guess maybe the Tanakama must hold, right? That must be the Tanakama. What's that test over there? Okay, the Tanakhama must hold, and the reason why he said that, one, you're not chosh that you're going to stick it in so tightly. So therefore, you don't have a chash of bone. Okay, those are the two halachas on Shabbos. But he also asked him for a halacha regarding Devar Torah. So Torah, the Amar Rav, Torah, Rav says as follows. Asida, in the future, right? Maybe it's before Mashiach, I'm not sure when this is. In the future, Torah shetishkach miYisrael. Torah will be forgotten from Yisrael. Shinemar, the Pasuk says in Devarim, V'hiflo Hashem makosecha, right? V'hiflo Hashem makosecha, which means that Hashem will make extraordinary your blows. So haflo zo in yudei amalo. I don't know what the meaning of what is meant by haflo. Right? Tell it cover another verse. Pasuk says, "Kisha omer lachein hinini Yosef v'hafli esa'am hazeh hafla v'fela." Therefore, I will do extraordinary things among this people, exceedingly extraordinary. Hafla v'fela. The problem is it's the rest of the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "Half of the fellow, but of the rest of the pasuk says, but of the chachmas chachamav uvinas nevonatis tastar." The end of the pasuk is very important, but that's where it's talking about Torah, right? Have a omer fla zo Torah. What's going to be forgotten? It's going to be the Torah. So you see, but hafla Hashem akosecha in the future when I'm going to strike you with this blow, that means the hafla talking about the Torah. You're going to forget the Torah.
Or maybe he didn't write it. That's why we had to write down the Torah Shabbat.
Could be. Could be. Maybe that's why we had to write the art scroll. And maybe that's why we had, I mean, you see, this, at the end of the daf, there's a different understanding of this. And that probably applies more b'zman as that. Per Rabbanan. Rabbanan says as follows. When they came to Karen B'Yavne, after the basements were destroyed, they said, "I see the Torah Yishtachah with Yisrael. In the future, Torah is going to be forgotten from Yisrael." Shneimar, the pasuk says in Amos, "Hinei yamim ba'im neum Hashem elokim v'yishlachi rav ba'aretz." I'm going to send a rav in the land. Lo rav alechem, it's not a hunger for bread. Lo tzom lamayim, not a thirst for mayim. Ki mishmo es devar Hashem. Just a hunger and a thirst to hear the Devar Hashem. They're going to be missing the Devar Hashem. They're not going to know anything. Uksiv, and the next pasuk says, "V'no'u miyam ed yam." They're going to go from one end of the sea to the other. Mitzafon v'yad mizrach yishtoku. They're going to go around. Levakish Devar Hashem lo yimso. They're going to look for Devar Hashem. They're not going to find it. Devar Hashem is a halacha. They're going to forget halacha. And Devar Hashem is a kates. They're not going to know when the Mashiach is coming. Devar Hashem is a nebuah. They're not going to know what a nebuah is. They're going to forget all these things. So now the Gemara is going to ask, okay, what's the halacha they're going to forget? Okay, they just said they're going to forget Torah, but the Gemara has to figure out exactly what the halacha is going to be. Umay. And once it says, Yishtoku levakish es Devar Hashem, Amru asida isha shetito kiko shel truma. A woman is going to take a loaf of truma to have a suffix whether it was tamei or not. The taxer of Bavate Kinesios, Bavate Medrash, which is going to the shuls and to the Bavate Medrash, late him Tmei, he Tori, to find out whether it's Tamei or Tahora. The Amevi, and no one's going to be able to give it an answer, him Tahora, him Tmei. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's what they're going to. We said we're going to forget Halacha. The Hedrick Sibbe, it's a famous Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Achol Asher Yipo Olav Mehem, meaning from the Shmona Strachim, Bimosam, Mikola Ochel Asher Yechel Asher Yavolim, Mayim Itma. If you have water that falls in it, the Hekshu Tumah, and then the Strachim fall on it, it's Tamei. What do you mean no one's going to know the question, know the answer? It's a fairish pasuk. I don't know. Maybe they won't know the Torah either. Maybe they'll forget the pasuk also. I don't know. So he says, Ella, what does it mean that they're going to, what halacha they're going to go? Leida im rishonhi im shnihi. To know whether or not, when it touched, whether it became a rishon l'tuma or a sheni l'tuma. The aim even. And no one's going to know, be able to pass him whether it's a rishon l'tuma or a sheni l'tuma. The Gemara says, wait a second. Hanayi mas nisanhi. Well, that's like the fairish Mishnah. Same, we're saying that we forgot the Torah. Well, that's a fairish Mishnah. But they forgot. Okay. It reminds me, there was Torah stories told to different people, but so it doesn't matter whether the story happened or not, the person would be true. But they ask, let's say you're a Rav Shechter. I heard it from Moshe also. They ask him about Kasha, and she said, "Sir, what are you trying to schlug me up on a fair Prima Gadon?" I mean, it's whatever. For him, the Prima Gadon is known. For that, we'll have a look at the Prima Gadon. Okay, so Hanami Masnizin he. So, Kiditnam, we learn in the Mishnah in Kalim. It's a fair Mishnah in Kalim. Everyone knows it. Hasheretz and Nimsa Vitanor. If the Sheretz is in the Tanor and it didn't touch the lip of the Tanor, Hapasha Besochel Shnia. The tanner itself is a rishon because the sheretz is touching it, and the pas, the bread that's inside, is a shniya. It gets its tumah from the oven. So the Gemara asks, no, mispach v'lehu had the amalei of Adar Rava l'Rava. Let's say high tanur commanded mali tumah. Look at the oven. Look at the sheretz as if it expands throughout the entire oven, and anything that touches the oven is a rishon tumah also. It's as if the sheretz, as if the airspace becomes tamei. So the bread should be a rishon tumah also at the havei pas rishona. So Amrlei, so they said back, Rav Rav, Lo Armin Alexa Hachinur command the Mali Tuma. We don't say that. The Tanya, because we have the following Brisa, Yachul Yu Kol Kalim Atami Ba'avir Kil Cheres. You would think that maybe all Kalim that are not Cheres, that if they fell into the Avir of the Kli Cheres, that let's say you have a Kli within a Kli that falls in, right? That the inner Kli should also be Tamei, because it fell into the Kli Cheres. Tamilomar, Kosha Bitoko Yitma. Anything that's inside this is Tame, the Mikola Okla Shay Echel, and it says Mikolamashka, Shayishta, the teacher that Oakland Umashka Mitama Avir Klicheris, only food items and liquids become Tame in the airspace of the Klicheris, the Inkalim Mitamim Ba'avir Klicheris. So from this bright, it's clear that we don't view the Tuma as taking up the entire airspace. That's the halacha that they're going to forget. Whether or not the airspace, whether the sheretz falls in, whether the tumah spreads throughout the entire airspace to make the bread a rishon tumah as opposed to a sheni tumah. That's what they're going to forget. We never even knew that halacha, but that's what they're going to forget. Right, that's what they're going to forget in the future. But Tanya, and this is what goes to what Marcel was saying, Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Chash v'sholosh etzatach Torah Yisrael. You're not going to forget the Torah. Always the people know what the halacha, who know Torah. Shenei Mar, the pasuk says, Ki lo shishachach v'pizaros. It's never going to be forgotten. So Elam Ma Ani Mekayim Yishod Tu Levakish Devar Hashem Lo Yimtzo. What does it mean they're going to go spreading around trying to find Devar Hashem and they're not going to find it? Shelo Yimtzu Halacha Brura U Mishnah Brura B'Makom Echad. They're not going to have it clear. Rashi says Halacha Brura B'Tamim Shelo Yeh B'Machlokas. There's always no one's going to know the answer for sure. That's not quite. I think applies more B'Zman as that. They're not going to have a clear cut. There's Machlokas and Kitos and things like that to separate, and they're not going to know exactly how to paskin, I think that means. That's what's going to mean you stock the Torah Menorahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day off, or if you're working, still have a good day.